For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Pentagon rejects a request from the White House to allow U.S. troops to perform emergency law enforcement tasks along the U.S.-Mexico border. That, according to CNN, quoting two unnamed Defense Department officials familiar with last month's request. Defense officials have repeatedly emphasized that troops at the border are there to support civil authorities and not expected to come into contact with migrants. President Trump on the campaign trail, speaking at a Make America Great Again rally in West Virginia, saying it's clear the GOP is keeping their promises to the American worker.
More Americans today, right now, this hour, are working than ever before in the history of our country. When we're debating a lefty, how do you lose the debate when they're looking at you and say, well, we're going to look at jobs?
U.S. job growth rebounded sharply in October, and wages recorded their largest annual gain in 9.5 years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Former President Barack Obama campaigning in Florida for Senator Bill Nelson and gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum ahead of Tuesday's midterm elections. Obama touched on the economy during his rally speech.
Right now, Republicans are all, look, the economy is so good. Where do you think that started?
Republicans have insisted that their tax overhaul has been one of the biggest contributors to recent economic gains, and the closing days of the election have been spent making the argument that keeping the GOP in charge will only ensure that those gains continue. Authorities in New York say they're dealing with an increase in anti-Semitic crime. NYPD Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says they're investigating a number of recent incidents in the city.
We have a very robust hate crimes task force. I said this week that where we are right now, we're up about 1% in crimes, and that's not the right side of what we want to be on.
A Get Out the Vote event at a Brooklyn synagogue featuring the comedian Ilana Glazer was canceled Thursday night after anti-Semitic graffiti, including the words, Die Jew Rats, was discovered scrawled on the temple's walls. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A rare virus continues to spread across the United States. USA Radio's Tim Berg says the polio-like illness is puzzling health providers.
Dr. Nicole Sapphire joined Fox News to talk about the illness.
What we know is that you're having a polio-like illness. Kids are getting, they have a viral or bacterial illness typically, and then they're becoming paralyzed. Some are actually dying from it. Some are recovering, and then some are having what appears to be maybe permanent paralysis. And the CDC has not yet made it so everyone has to report these cases. If you're not reporting all of these cases, how are we supposed to find out what actually is the cause? So it's not actually up to the CDC to mandate reporting. However, there is a council that has recommended the last several years that people don't have to report this. Mm-hmm. But the CDC could be giving more information to hospitals, to physicians, to recognize not only the symptoms of it, but also discuss what the best treatment options are.
It appears two sisters from Saudi Arabia whose bodies were found earlier this week on the shore of the Hudson River, their bodies bound together with duct tape, may have killed themselves. Chief of Detectives Dermot Shea says the two had run away and maxed out a credit card before being seen praying loudly in a park not far from the Hudson. Their bodies were found later dozens of blocks to the south.
We have now tracked them, confirmed through video. In both sources, they do not seem to be stressed. The most recent one is, I believe, about 5 or 6 days before they are found.
There were no signs of trauma. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.